The UN chief has listed four priority areas to address the risks that climate change poses to peace and security, including a greater focus on prevention through ambitious climate action. Antonio Guterres made the call during a Security Council open debate on climate and security. The top UN official emphasized the need to protect countries, communities, and people from increasingly frequent and severe climate impacts. Senegal has officially begun the first phase of its COVID-19 vaccination program. Health Minister Abdoulaye Diouf Sarr says the 200,000 doses of Sinopharm vaccine have been distributed in all 14 regions of the country.
This day is a historic day that will be written in the history of Senegal. Today, Senegal is one of the 7 countries among the 54 countries of the African continent to start the vaccination against COVID-19.
Authorities aim to vaccinate 20% of the Senegalese population for the first phase of the nationwide COVID-19 vaccination campaign. This phase targets frontline health workers, people over the age of 60, and people with underlying health conditions. The Senegalese health minister also says the country will offer the Gambia and Guinea-Bissau 20,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines. That's 10% of its first batch of 200,000 doses acquired from the Chinese firm Sinopharm. Senegal plans to vaccinate all those who wish to receive COVID-19 jabs by next year. The media office of the Iraqi prime minister has said the country will purchase China's COVID-19 vaccines developed by Sinopharm. Iraqi health authorities confirm that the first batch of the Chinese vaccine will arrive on March the 1st. Russian President Vladimir Putin has led the annual Defender of the Fatherland celebration, a holiday marked on February 23rd to commemorate the armed forces. In Moscow, Putin participated in a ceremony at the Eternal Flame Monument outside the Kremlin, honoring fallen soldiers.
The centuries-long history of Russia is full of unfading examples of the heroism of our ancestors. This is why our traditions of patriotism are so strong, the traditions of unbreakable and solid ties between the people, the government, and their staunch defenders, the military and the navy. This union has been forged for centuries, and its importance today is as strong as ever.
Military equipment was on display during the commemoration, and ceremonies were held in cities across Russia's vast territory. At least 67 prisoners have died during violent riots in 3 Ecuadorian prisons. Clashes between rival gangs are said to be responsible for the violence. The U.S. Senate's voted to confirm President Joe Biden's nomination of Linda Thomas Greenfield to serve as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. The Senate approved the nomination by a vote of 78-20, making Thomas Greenfield the 8th official to join Biden's cabinet. With Thomas Greenfield's confirmation, Biden's foreign policy team has mostly taken shape. Thomas Greenfield, a 68-year-old African-American, served as Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs in the State Department from 2013 to 2017. Food supplies have been restored in Texas, with most supermarkets again operating normally after a devastating winter storm. In big cities such as Houston and Dallas, food supplies are fully restored with shelves full of fresh produce, dairy, and meat. The supply chains of grocery stores were heavily impacted during last week's winter storm, as many roads in Texas were blocked because of ice and snow.